This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Arab partners are disagreeing on the need for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military says the besieged enclave's Hamas rulers are, quote, encountering the full force of its troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan on Saturday, saying it was the U.S. view that a ceasefire would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th, killing more than 1,400 and taking 240 hostage.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again.
Jordan's foreign minister said Arab countries want an immediate ceasefire, saying the whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli military strikes have killed multiple civilians at a hospital and at a U.N. shelter one day after strikes hitting three other hospitals killed dozens more. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The UN said two Israeli strikes killed several people at the UN school-turned-shelter north of Gaza City. Those killed were in tents in the schoolyard and women who were baking bread inside the building. A day earlier, panic erupted after Israel struck the entrance to Gaza's main Al-Shifa hospital, which killed over a dozen people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Panicked locals could be seen carrying injured young children in their arms and running from the scene. A mother screams, "Where is my son?" Israel's military has said it has encircled Gaza's